Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Call us. 844-MOJO-LIVE. 844-665-6548.
This is Mojo in the Morning.
So just a moment ago on the Mojo in the Morning show, we busted a cheater. And Abby suspected that her boyfriend of 5 years was cheating on her. He's away in Nashville going to school. She went to visit him and saw some stuff in his apartment that obviously didn't look like hers. I thought this was actually kind of an interesting text that I just read just a moment ago from while we were doing it. And the text was, what if Abby's the mistress? They don't live in the same city with each other. What if she's actually the mistress to some other buddy that's there, you know?
Wow.
What if the girl he sent it to is the new girlfriend, even though Abby and he have been together for a long time? Let me ask this question, and I'll ask Haley this because I want to know about long-distance relationships. But if you're not in the same city with somebody, is it okay for them to have people, like, just randomly come over and stay the night at their place? If there's somebody of, like, the opposite sex without you even knowing who they are, because that's pretty much what Abby just found out. What's up, Haley?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. What are your thoughts? It's War of the Roses.
So I've been dating my boyfriend in August. It will be 2 years. He lives in Nova Scotia, Canada, which is about 1,000 miles away. We try to see each other every 3 months. He's actually flying in tomorrow, and he'll be staying till the 19th. We like to have, like, a set of, like, communication rules. So we both kind of, like, have anxiety in the relationship where if something's going on, you like to make sure each other knows it. So, like, if he goes out with his friends, he'll be like, hey, I'm going to go out with my friends. I'll talk to you in a little bit, or I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or just, like, letting us know what's going on without overstepping boundaries necessarily. And if he had a girl over, I mean, I'm a very nice person. I want to say that I'm very understanding, but, like, absolutely
you'd cut him,
if I could say no.
Right?
But also, do you think it's easier to be long distance now when you can, like, FaceTime somebody? So if you ever felt a little bit of suspicion, you could be like, get on the camera with me.
Yeah, but you can't FaceTime 24/7.
The only thing about the long distance is that, like, you can FaceTime each other, but it's, like, communication and, like, touching somebody is, like, completely different.
Sleeping in your guest room, you know, is... You know, you can, hey, have somebody over, but at least tell you about it, right? Yeah.
I think it also depends on how you guys met. Like, if you met, you know, you guys lived in the same city, that's how you started the relationship, there's more trust built up than if I'm, like, meeting somebody online and I've never, you know what I mean? Like, it's easier.
Well, a lot of people do, the long-distance relationships, they never even are in the same city.
I couldn't trust that.
So, but in this case, 5-year relationship, obviously, he's from here. I won't say where he's from specifically because I don't want to give it away too much. But he goes there, meets a girl. They didn't go to school together.
He didn't even know it was 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, he said 3.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Trent?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on? Your thoughts on this?
So I think that that the girl that he's with while he's at college doesn't even know that he has a girlfriend, and that, you know, he's been kind of keeping a secret too, because it just sounded really shady how he was talking about delivering those roses and all that when you guys caught him.
Yeah. Do you think that he, like, in the beginning of the conversation, like, where he was sending the flowers, he seemed so casual about it. And then when we started talking to him, I always wonder this. I would love to, like, see, like, what does a person's sphincter look like the moment that they find out that they are busted? Because you could see that. I mean, he could hear that his jaw got tight at one particular moment, you know?
He got scared, and he was really silent there a couple times while you're asking questions.
When my sphincter gets tight, my jaw gets tight, Megan. So please.
Two-for-one deal.
It's a medical.
Okay.
iHeartRadioAccessDay.com for that one. Brittany, what's going on?
Hi, nothing. How are you?
We're doing okay. So, by the way, we're going to talk to Abby coming up here in just a little bit. But, Brittany, what are your thoughts?
Truthfully, I feel awful for her. I think that there's definitely something going on because his number one should be her or his mom. I just think that's just a little strange, and I just hope she doesn't think that this is just a friend, because you don't just send flowers to a friend. There's got to be a good reason, and if they hang out time to time and she has no idea of this, then yeah, that's just a red flag all over.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, and I feel bad that she was just there too and then finds this out right when she comes back. And then when you're in an apartment of your boyfriend who's in another city, and you're going through and you're finding different things and you're seeing this, if this person's just casually staying at your house, why are they bringing the stuff that...
Why are they bringing, like, a tanning bed?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that right there, I mean, tells you that something's wrong.
And his voice note.
I guess you might want to look glowy for a night out.
Sometimes. Last minute touch-up.
Those are expensive. You don't leave those behind.
What, the gloves? They're like $4 from Ulta.
Oh, okay.
His voice note, though, looking forward to a great time.
Yeah.
Like, that was the red flag for me.
Taylor is an alias. Your voice disguised. Hi, it's War of the Roses.
Hi, I love you guys. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, Taylor. I got to hit two things for you.
We love you, too.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, so I just had some advice for Abby. I just want to say, girl, GTFO, man. I had this happen to me, and I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy, and he was just friends with a girl, and guess what? They ended up married.
How long after the just friends did you find out that they were fooling around with each other?
I think it was like 3 months later.
And the just friends was that they were what? They met somewhere, or they were family friends, or how does all of a sudden a girl for a guy become just friends, and then they have hangout moments, and he justify that?
Well, for me, like, I saw a picture, like, of him and her, like, on his Facebook, and I called him up, and I'm like, what's up with that? And he's like, oh, well, you know, we're just friends. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And my intuition went off, and I was like, that's a little weird. And he's like, no, we just hang out. Like, we're just friends. You know, we met around this university. I'm not going to say where, because I don't want to identify him or anything. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. And, you know, I kind of continued to talk to him. And then 3 months later, like, he was like, yeah, I don't want to be together anymore. And we had been together for 3.5 years, and I was making plans to move there, because I think in a long-distance relationship, there has to be, like, an end point.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of make plans to be, you know, together in the same city. And so we were making plans to do that. So it was a really big bummer. But you know what, Abby, it worked out for me, because I met my husband, and he's my soulmate. Good. And he's awesome. So hang in there, girl.
I always wonder, the person that he ends up with, or this in your case, this guy ended up with, what did she think you were? Did she not realize that you guys were together? If he's posting pictures on social media with her, like, what did he say about the pictures of you on his social media? Like, what did he say to her about that?
I mean, she knew about me.
She just didn't care?
Yeah, and she just didn't care. And I was just kind of like, well, that's messed up, you know? And so, yeah, it was weird. And it ended up good for me, which I, you know, I was happy about it. At the time, obviously, I couldn't see that. I was really, really hurt. And a 3.5-year relationship, so... Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some pain there as you're going through it, but it ended up well for me. I kind of had a nickname for her because she had red hair. I called her Fire Crotch, but whatever. Like, it is what it is at this point. I think women have to look out for women. And so it's like, if you see a picture with a guy on his Facebook page and he has pictures of his girlfriend up, you're not going to be just friends. Like, why do you have to be just friends, right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird about that, but I'm like, I'm with my husband. I don't have just guy friends. That's just not how I roll, right? Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, that's just me.
Yeah, I think that the whole letting him stay overnight thing and that, you know, how he was so, but there's a bunch of people that are here.
But didn't mention a word about it.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
And it's not cool. All right, Mojo in the Morning, War of the Roses. If you think that you're being cheated on and you are wondering what's the story, text cheater to 95500 and we'll get you on the Mojo in the Morning show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.